Hello, I'm Matt with Matt's Music, and on the line with me now is a very special guest who has been doing music for almost as long as I've been alive. Former lead singer of Hawk Nelson, Jason Dunn. How are you today?
What's happening, Matt? I'm doing fantastic.
I want to start things by just asking you a question about Hawk Nelson. What is your favorite album that you've worked on with Hawk Nelson?
My favorite Hawk Nelson album, hands down, without even thinking, would be our very first one, our debut album we put out in 2004, called Letters to the President.
Fantastic album. One of the greatest albums ever.
That's debatable. But anyone that I got to be a part of, I'd say, yeah, probably my favorite one for sure.
And coming out of Hawk Nelson, what is your favorite song that you've done?
You know, it's funny. I think all the favorite ones that I've done, I did a little project in between Hawk Nelson and now Aid and Effect. It was like just a little project I had, just some songs that I didn't know what to do with, and I called the project Lights Go Down. And I think production-wise and song-wise, those have been my favorite ones to date.
Yeah, those were really good.
Did you?
Yeah,
oh,
I
cool,
did.
Man.
I followed your music career after you left Hawk Nelson.
Oh, cool.
I consider After You Left to be an entirely different band.
Yes.
It's just not the same without you at the helm.
Yeah, it's different, you know. And I think both parties knew that going into it. We weren't sure what it was going to turn out to be. But when they took off and they're doing their thing, I was actually really, you know, I'm proud of them, what they've accomplished without me. I always jokingly said Hawk Nelson would not be where they are today if it weren't for me leaving. So, they're doing some great things. I'm really proud of them and happy for what they're doing too. At the same time, I'm very happy for what is in the future for us as well.
And you have released quite a few things in between Hawk Nelson and what you're releasing now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, when you're a creative mind, you know, you can't just stop doing music. And believe it or not, Matt, I actually attempted to not do anything with music. Even when I moved back to Canada, I was just kind of like, you know what, I'm just going to hang it up and just kind of start life over again. And the more I tried that, the more I realized it was just impossible to not do what I know I was created to do.
And right.
So, yeah, here we are.
Well, I'm glad you didn't stop, because I don't know what I'd do. There's nothing really to fill that punk rock void. So I just have a question about a very particular Hawk song off your second Christmas album that you did with them. How badly did you hurt your voice for Joy to the World?
I didn't at all. Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. I actually completely forgot we recorded that. You know, we spent, like, in Hawk Nelson, I spent pretty much every day of my life in that band in the studio. So there's always stuff, like, stuff that never got released even.
Oh, wow.
Over Christmas this year, I think it showed up on Spotify or something at home, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, I forgot all about this.
Wow.
I had a good laugh and a quick trip down memory lane listening to that one.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas staple for me.
Is that right?
Yeah, that and the Gloria EP. You got to play it every
wow.
year.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you haven't guessed, I'm a huge fan.
Well, that Christmas EP, I don't remember what we called it. But that was my last. That was my last recording with Hawk Nelson.
And now you have this new band, Aid and Effect. How did that come about?
Right when I left Hawk Nelson, I was living in New York City, and I got a Skype call from two friends of mine who I started Hawk Nelson with, Matt and Dave. And we were just catching up. You know, Matt and Dave and I, we hadn't really kept in touch over the years. You know, we got kicked out of the band that we started together, so
right.
Our relationship wasn't a very good one, to say the least. But you know, I guess they had heard through the grapevine that I had left Hawk. You know, they just wanted to call in and just see how I was doing and just how things were going. They actually called on the day which would have been our 10-year anniversary of Letters to the President.
Oh wow!
I don't know if they were serious or not, but they kind of presented the idea of perhaps doing this like a reunion show. They just threw it out there, and I just kind of laughed. Like, oh, yeah, man, that would be awesome, you know, but not really thinking we ever would do anything with it. And then a few years later, I'd moved back to Peterborough, where the band started. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just kind of that request, it always kind of sat in the back of my mind. And by this time, Matt and Dave and I, we kind of, our relationship had kind of rekindled, and we were able to chat again on more of, on a regular basis, and which is really, I was very thankful for. You know, we were best friends growing up as kids, so it was just, it was nice to have that relationship back. So rather than asking them just over a phone call or whatever, I actually asked them over the internet on Facebook, a Facebook video. I posted a video, I guess it was a year ago or so, asking Matt, Dave, and Dan if they'd like to rejoin or reunite and do a Let's the President 15-year anniversary show. And Matt and Dave responded instantly, saying, of course, they'd love to do that. And Dan, for obvious reasons, turned down the offer. And so the three of us started, you know, dreaming up an idea. And just so you know, Matt, I have been, since living back in Canada, I've been leading worship at a church in my hometown, Peterborough.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and so one of the guys I've been leading with is a guy named Jake Goodman. So when the idea of making music together came again, I instantly thought of Jake. And Jake was obviously down to play with us. And it was just, yeah, really, it just seemed like a really good fit. And, yeah, so when we started practicing, like going over songs for the old album, Letters to the President. And then, I don't know, when the idea came, I just got really excited. And, well, I guess we all got inspired. And because of that, a whole bunch of new songs are kind of birthed inside of us. And so it's been about a year now since we've been reunited. And we've just been writing songs constantly. It kind of feels like it did when we first started as kids, you know. It's a really, really neat thing.
And how difficult is it for you to come and record together when one of you is on the opposite side of the country?
Yeah, so we're kind of figuring that out as we go, you know. The first batch of songs we recorded, we flew Dave out, and it's been incredible that people have actually been on board with us. You know, we weren't sure what people were going to think or if they cared. And so we actually raised up a good amount of money. We made a bunch of T-shirts, and we sold them in like a week.
Oh, wow.
Which actually was able to bring Dave back to Ontario. And it's just a really, really cool thing to see that people still cared or wanted to see what we were going to do. And so we got Dave up, and then, you know, to do that every time, it does get expensive, you know. So
right.
Thankfully with technology now, we can, the three of us can record here in Ontario, and then, you know, we can send the tracks to Dave, and he can call from his studio in Vancouver, and we can make things happen still. So it's definitely exciting, and, you know, we're still trying to figure out the new way of recording music as a band without being together all in the same room, you know, so it's still fun and exciting, just a different approach.
And where did the name Aiden Effect come from?
When Matt and Dave left Hawk Nelson in 2005, they kind of got together and were still making music together. They never toured it or anything together, but they kind of started a project which they had labeled Aiden Effect. So when we were tossing around some ideas for band names, we kind of thought about what we wanted to accomplish as a band, not just as musicians, but as a band. Like, what do we want people to get from this? And it goes a lot deeper than just making music, Matt. You know, we've been so blessed and so fortunate to be given a platform to make music. But the fact that people can be inspired and motivated and their lives can be changed through music, that's a pretty pretty neat thing. So that's kind of where the name was birthed from, Aiden Effect. Hmm. And so when they presented the idea, I was like, oh, yeah, that's definitely it. I didn't have to think twice about it. Hmm. All the other names were just kind of non-existent from that point on. I'm like, yeah, that's definitely, that one felt the best to me, and we kind of all agreed. So we took it, we'll run with it.
Well, it's a great name and a great logo.
Oh, Dave.
It's got a nice little throwback to Letters to the President and Crazy Love with the paper airplane. Was that on purpose? Or just...
Yes, absolutely. Because it's funny, man, because I didn't realize the whole paper airplane made its appearance in the old Hawk stuff early on. And, like, you know what? We never really ran with it. Like, I kind of wish we did. But now, in hindsight, I'm glad we didn't do anything with it as Hawk, because now we wouldn't be able to do it, you know? So it's nice that we can kind of, that's kind of the one piece of Hawk Nelson we have left is the paper airplane.
Yeah, and the original three members, so.
Yes, this is true.
And we're here today because of a new song you released recently, The Answer. What I like to have artists do is just give a short explanation of the song that they made. So the floor is yours.
The song The Answer, again, we're trying to be very transparent with what we're writing about with this project, Aid and Effect.
Right.
And, you know, with Making Things New, the first single we released a few months ago, we wanted to be very clear that, you know, we're kind of telling the story of where we left off as a band. And with The Answer, you know, it was just kind of my story about where I was when I left Hawk Nelson. I was in a very different place from where I am today. The things I was talking about in the songs in that band, I didn't necessarily know if I agreed with or believed in, you know. And people's views in life change and waver. And I definitely can say that my faith was, I don't want to say non-existent in my latter days with Hawk Nelson, but it definitely wasn't where it was when I started that band, and it definitely wasn't where it is today. And I think I just kind of got burnt out from always giving and never kind of taking time to breathe and relax. And, you know, I know that happens with a lot of different artists, but it definitely happened with me for sure. And I got burnt out, and I started doubting my faith. And because of that, it resulted in a lot of poor choices. And, you know, I'm very thankful to that. And say, like I said, I think I was looking for an answer in the wrong places. And that's what exactly this song is all about. And how I would talk about things that I didn't even know if I, like I said, I didn't know I agreed with. But thankfully, I have found my faith again. My faith has been restored, and we're back to where we were when we first started. And it's been an amazing journey.
And I've listened to the song a few times. And by a few times, I mean 10.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. And it's very real and honest. That is different from what a lot of people are putting out today. And I just appreciate that.
Well, thanks, man.
And
we do try to, we want to be as honest as we can with our lyrics in this project. And I think people will be able to get something out of that.
Right. Well, I really hope they get something out of it.
Yeah, me too.
And where do you draw your inspiration from when writing songs?
It's kind of from all over the place, you know. Like, a lot of the songs we've been working on, you know, that we haven't even released yet, a lot of it is, you know, a trip down memory lane. Because the three of us and Jake, you know, we've been through a lot. Like, but Matt, Dave, and I specifically, we grew up as childhood friends, and then all of a sudden, like, I fired them from our own band. Like, that sucks. And that kind of, it really destroyed our friendship and our relationship just as people. And, you know, that hurt. I think it hurt everybody. And I honestly, at one point, I wasn't even sure if we would ever be friends again. Because, you know, it was a bit of a blow, you know. But there's been a full trail of forgiveness that began years ago, and it's continuing. And it's so great that our friendship has been rekindled, and we can hang out again. And, you know, we all have kids now, and you know, our families can hang out now, and our kids can grow up together. And it's just, it's really, it's a really, really cool thing to be able to experience that. And, you know, a lot of our writing now is inspired by our families now and growing up, and now that we're older. But we still want to incorporate the punk rock flair, you know, that we, you know, when we were kids, we wrote about what we were like in high school. And what we wanted to do is dreaming to be in a band. And, you know, that dream has kind of changed, you know. Like, we have new dreams, but, like, playing music is still, like, a huge priority of our lives. It's just not everything now.
Right.
You mentioned having a kid, and a lot of your bandmates have them, too. Is there any chance of a tour, and how would you balance that with your family life?
Yeah, like, we're all, you know, I toured the longest out of everyone in the band, so, you know, I was the one that needed convincing, because I'm happy to be at home. You know, I love being at home doing absolutely nothing. It's like my favorite thing in the world to do. And the guys are kind of, they're all kind of wanting to get back out and let her rip, you know. And, you know, I definitely want to. So if we do a run, you know, the final date will definitely be like in the south, like near Florida, so we can take our kids to Disney World. That's our goal now. Or Disneyland in California. So, you know, the options are definitely endless, for sure.
Yeah.
We are definitely planning on doing a tour at some point.
Fantastic. You should add London as one of your spots.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, we are, that is another main thing. Like, and I was always bummed about this with Hawk is, you know, because the team we had assembled was all based in the U.S. So, you know, all of our tours, for the most part, were in the States.
Right.
You know, even though we were a Canadian band, we were all living in the States. Mm-hmm. Most of our work was in the States. And that always bothered me. And now that we are full-fledged Canadians living in Canada again, I'd say probably 90% of our touring will be in Canada. We want to be Canada's band again, Matt.
Ah, fantastic.
London's definitely on the radar, my friend.
Perfect. And just one last question. This is going to be a little bit of a weird one. What would win in a fight? An emu or an ostrich?
Oh, an emu for sure.
Why?
Well, because they've got more feathers, and their wing dexterity would definitely take the upper hand, if I will, pun intended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Winging it with that question.
Thank you for your input on that vital question, and thank you for calling it. I really appreciate the interview.
It's my pleasure, Matt. Thanks so much for having me, man.
Yeah, and where can everybody find you and your band online?
You can hit us up on the Facebook at facebook.com/aidandeffect. And all, actually, Aid and Effect on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, that's where it is.
All right.
So, yeah.
Thank you again.
For free on download on aideneffect.bandcamp.com. All of the music will be given out for free. So make sure you know that.
That's very generous of you.
Thank you.
Thank you again for your time.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon, man.